For those of you lucky enough to be a parent, you might know the feeling of holding your baby in your arms when it's born. Some parents, however, don't get that opportunity because their children are born so early that they're immediately whisked away to special care. I have two mothers in the house today on Afternoons. Shazana Morris, who's the CEO and co-founder of Life's Little Treasures, and Parul Shah, who's a board director and also co-founder. They met in the hospital together. Shazana Morris, 13 years ago, when your little Molly Rose was born, what happened?
Well, I had a pregnancy that hadn't gone very well, and I was on bed rest for 8 weeks in hospital, and Molly decided that she wasn't going to hang around. She was coming, and she arrived when I was 25 weeks pregnant. So there was little warning and very little understanding of what having a premature baby meant. She weighed 880 grams, which is approximately the size of your palm of your hand. And she was whisked away instantly because obviously at that age they can't breathe by themselves. So I got to see a tiny little face wrapped in bubble wrap, which was to help with her heat control, being taken away. I didn't know where she was going at the time. It was in such a big moment. And when I finally did get to meet her a few hours later at the Royal Women's Hospital, she was pretty much a little bundle of tubes and beeping machines attached to her. And being my first child, it was a horrendous experience. And from there until the 5 months when we left, it was in the early days very much up and down, fighting, spending each day by her bedside. And we finally went home, as I say, 5 months later, when she hit 2 kilos.
Shazana, at that time, I know that it's hard for us to imagine the kind of trauma that brings to a family. Was there any support available for you as a mother in that hospital at that time? And what year was this?
This was 2003. The hospital itself were amazing. The staff were amazing. They became our family in regards to keeping Molly alive and ultimately allowing her to come home with us. To this day, they're all great friends and we love them dearly. However, where things fell down was in regards to access to information about what was happening, where were we, what could happen, what did this mean when we got told things. And when we got home in the community, there was absolutely nothing.
Parul Shah was a fellow mother in the hospital at that time when Shazana gave birth to Molly. Parul, tell me about your experience of being a prem mum and trying to find support and information.
Well, I mean, my story was slightly different from Shazana. When I had Luke, I was here in Australia. He was my second son, my second child. So I'd already experienced being a parent and a mother before, but nothing had prepared me for being a mum of a prem. And being here in Australia, away from family, I found it a very isolating journey. I had friends from my mother's group who were wonderful and supportive in every way that they could, but they, you know, as they knew, they said to me, "We don't understand. We, you know, we can support you in the ways that we can, but we really don't know what you're going through." And that was the thing. It's having somebody else who completely understood where I was coming from, who understood me and my journey, and that was what I was looking for, you know, to find others who were going through a similar journey.
In true Australian tradition, Shazana and Parul got together with a group of other premie parents and started an organisation where there was none. Tell us about Life's Little Treasures and what your aims were when you first got together. Was it humble beginnings at a kitchen table?
We didn't, yeah. I mean,
that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, it was around a kitchen table, and really, we had no great vision at the time. At the time, it was just helping others, you know, doing what we could in our own capacity to help other families going through that journey. So we started off very grassroots, going into hospital, talking to parents, producing newsletters, doing what we could to help those families. But what we found is as we sort of started providing these services, we got the hospitals and people saying what we could do and how we could add value to what they were doing. And all of a sudden we started getting demand from hospitals and the families, because they could see, oh, hang on, here's a group of people who understand us and who can provide something that's missing. And so it was very much an organic growth from being a grassroots organization. It grew organically until we got to a stage where we thought, well, hang on, there's a real need and we really need to fill a gap. There are organizations worldwide who are doing what we're doing. We need to do something in Australia and make sure the families here are given the best resources, information and support, going through that journey. And out of that, came the idea of setting up a foundation, and here we are.
The foundation is Life's Little Treasures Foundation. Suzanette Morris and Parul Shah, two of the founding members here as our guests on Afternoons. Look, I've heard from so many premier parents, because I'm a twin mother myself, it means that I was worded up before I gave birth. There is a high chance, you're a high risk pregnancy, there's a high chance that your twins will be born prematurely. I gave birth to my twins in 2007. By then, you were already well in the swing of your work. What sort of resources have you found? What sort of stories are you getting back now about how you've supported those families? Because, to even get your head around, like for me, we were fortunate that our twins were full term, but they brought us into contact with a lot of other families. Just give us a picture of the kind of support that you could give them now if they were having a preemie baby in hospital today.
Okay, today we now have a lot of resources that we use both in conjunction with the hospitals and the programs that we run in the hospital.
That's kind of a real point of difference for what you do too, is that the hospitals asked you in, they needed this resource.
Exactly. And we work as a partnership with hospitals all around Australia. So we run support groups in a number of hospitals so that we meet the families while they're on their journey in the hospital. And we also run support groups once they leave and go into the community.
So that means if a mother's or a father is struggling in the middle of the night to, or it's early in the morning and they are in shock about having given birth to a child prematurely, they're afraid of the health outcomes, there's a number they can call, for example?
There is. There's our 1300 support line, and that's 24 hours a day, and for those very reasons, because usually during the day you're very occupied, and it's at night when it's still and quiet, or you've had to leave baby and you can't be with baby. But not only mums and dads, we now have lots of grandparents getting involved and extended family, because they all desperately want to do something and help. They just don't know how. And so we have tip sheets that go into the hospitals for dads, for grandparents, for parents to explain where they are and what's happening.
What are the questions that they're calling specifically to ask about? What are the main things that these families struggle with?
Oh, it could be range for anything. And we get a lot of calls on feeding, because feeding is something that's an issue. I think as a parent, when you've got a full-term baby, there's issues with feeding, and when you've got a pram, they just, explanate it. So we get questions on feeding, or particularly breastfeeding, I can't feed, and there's guilt, so we get calls about that. We get calls about, even on the extreme side of things, when they've got babies who are fragile and at the point of, do we keep this baby alive? We sometimes get calls from parents saying, we're in this really difficult situation. What do we do? So it can be a whole range of things that parents call us about. And the one thing I would say about the calls is what we offer, which is a bit different from, say, like the Lifelines and other helplines, is that we're a peer support group. So everyone who speaks to any of the parents who call in has been through the journey themselves, so it comes from a place of understanding and empathy, and it's about, we're not counsellors, what we're there for is to listen.
Fellow parents.
We're fellow parents, we're here to listen to them, and that's important, that they've got somebody who they can cry, a shoulder to cry on, who'll listen to them regardless of any judgement, anything, and is willing to share their story with them.
I'll give out that number now, just in case you're listening. You got a pen and paper handy. It's 1-300-697-736. The website's lifeslittletreasures.org.au. Shuzanna and Parul, when you started this adventure 11 years ago now, did you have any experience with running an organisation that's grown as big as this one has? How did you get your initial funding? How did that work?
A lot of door knocking.
Yeah.
A lot of meetings. Parul was our front woman, I have to say. I was back of house holding the house up.
That's how we got here today, is that we have a great team of people who work together, bringing their own skills and knowledge and expertise to the table and doing what we do best.
I could imagine doctors and nurses, the CEOs and so on might have the initial skills to do what you've done. You were two mums, you were in the workforce, but what have you had to learn along the way in order to survive and keep an organisation going this long?
Resilience, perseverance,
yes.
Passion and dedication.
And passion is a big part of it. Not taking the knockbacks personally, going back out there. And look, we learnt. With every knockback, we learnt. And we went back out and we altered our tack. But as Paul says, the part-time staff that work at the foundation are beyond dedicated and passionate. The volunteer, the army around the country, not just in Melbourne, but around the country, are amazing. And, we just couldn't do it without them. No. So we couldn't.
First 8 years of the organisation, we were run completely by volunteers. And this is how, when people have been affected in such a way that they all come together and their passion and dedication and their commitment to...
forgive me. No, carry on.
Make such a difference it was such a wonderful team of all volunteers who worked together very hard, put their blood, sweat and tears in helping us get where we are today.
A couple of years ago, I had the pleasure of taking part in one of your events. It was called Walk for Prem, so I was very proud to be walking there. Tell us about this event, because it's a fundraiser for what you do, but it's also a kind of a celebration for families and friends and parents who've gone through this journey of having a premature child and having to keep them in the world, and also for those who are grieving the loss of a premature child. It's something that they can do. What is Walk for Prems?
It's a day for everyone. And for the very reasons you just explained, it's a day where the community can come together and feel like they are part of a community. They do have a family that they belong to. It's a day of celebration of the little ones and how they've survived and thrived. But as you say, it's also a day to remember the little ones that didn't make it. And before every walk in every state at the same time, we have a dove release ceremony, which is extremely emotional and touching. But it's very important that those families are part of the day. My favourite part of the day is just standing still and watching all the smiling faces and knowing where these people have come from and having them all together and talking to each other. So we do our bit. The walk is around in Albert Park in Melbourne, and it's around the lake. It's a 5K walk. Everybody is welcome. It's just not open to premature families. But it's also, as you mentioned, our biggest fundraiser of the year. Because in order to keep our services going, the books that we write and producing them and all the programs, the apps that we run, it takes a lot of funds. And Walk for Prems is a very important part of that, raising funds to keep us going.
Wishing you all the very best for this Sunday. It happens 23rd of October, a day for celebrating. What time does it kick off?
Registration starts at 8 and the walk starts at 10:30.
Can people find out more on your website?
They can. They can go to www.walkforprems.org.au and all the details for every state are there, including Albert Park. And we just love whoever would like to come out for a 5K walk on a Sunday morning to come down and meet us.
It's a family fun day party. Bring the dogs, prams,
yes.
grandparents, everyone.
Picnics, the lot. Yep.
How many people are you expecting?
We have already 2,000 registered from Melbourne.
Brother.
So we're hoping we'll get a lot more on the day.
And your little one, Molly Rose and Luke, tell me, how are they now?
Well, I have a crazy teenage daughter who is the most fun-loving child. She's taken the strength and tenacity that she had to use when she was fighting for life through life. And, she's amazing. She's amazing.
Yeah, they're just they're miracles, these little ones who have had to fight such battles when they're young. You can see it in just their personality and the way that they come across, their resilience, their stubbornness, just, you know, just something about them, you know, you can tell. That's a prime, and we're very fortunate. I mean, both Molly Rose and Luke were incubator buddies, which is how I met Shoes in the hospital, and to this very day, they are buddies and have a very special relationship that, you know, that goes on, even though they're now at different schools and they don't see each other as often as they used to. They now FaceTime each other. That's what they do, you know, because they've got just a special relationship.
Yeah. Our love goes out to all of the Premi families out there today. We've been speaking with Shuzanna and Perul from Life's Little Treasures Foundation. Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Claire, for having us.
Thank you for having us and for the support.
Great pleasure. Fantastic. Walk for Prems.